Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson in Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. I am elated because I am, well, if this segment's bad, it'll be 15 minutes. If it's good, it'll be longer than that. I think it'll be longer than that. I am that close to my bowl of gumbo here at Cooper's. We're wrapping things up. This is the final segment of Cup of Super Bowl. I began a Cup of Super Bowl with you last year.
That's right.
Greg Landry came down to Fadley's and joined us last year. I bonked on Fadley's this week. We'll be at Fadley's 2 weeks from now. Doing one more Cup of Super Bowl. We're going to do one more Cup of Super Bowl 2 weeks from Tuesday at Fadley's. We're here at Cooper's North. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have the lucky magic 8-ball that I've been rubbing. I had a $2 winner here today. I'm hoping someone wins $8,888 on the Magic 8-Ball. Also, our friends at Wise Markets, Wise Conversations. It's all for the Maryland Food Bank. We're wrapping things up. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 11 bags of canned goods here. We've had lots of great stories this week and a great Towson story here. By law, we are... I know who's running the FCC now, so I got to be really careful. We're a Towson radio station, so we are legally bound every hour at the top of every hour within 5 minutes to say, you're listening to WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. So we're a Towson station, and these are Towson guys.
That's right.
Greg Landry runs Towson Transfers. He is behind that big liquor store on the Lock Raven Boulevard. He is also my documentarian, as opposed to my consigliere. Chris Foran is here. I've known him for well over a decade. He worked at a place called Groove Commerce with my good friend Ethan Giffen a million years ago. He also ran digital for the Baltimore Banner. Nice scoop from your former colleagues. He has now put into work something that people in Towson are trying to put together, and I was very fond of Ted Venatoulis, who founded the Baltimore Banner and was a Towson Times. I've been a Towson company for 28 and a half years now. Towson Torch is a new newsletter. Chris has a background in media and sales and in digital. And you live in Towson, right? You live in the building that I almost moved into, that downtown Towson. It's good to have you aboard for the first time. How are you? Good?
Fantastic, yeah. I've lived, I think, with some short stints in between past 20 plus years in Towson, originally from Massachusetts, but Towson is home. And yeah, you want me to talk a little bit about the Torch?
Well, this guy's from Connecticut, and you're from New England, and
New England,
but
folk.
you're both baseball nerds. Like, he was a baseball player. I've known him 20 years, and he finally admitted he played baseball in college. I'm like, cool. I mean, we went to a baseball game. You're a baseball guy. Luke's a baseball nerd. Baseball brings people together, especially people from like New England that move here. It is the commonality of every New Englander I've ever known before the football thing happened up there. But people would come down here and be a part of the baseball thing. My wife is from New England. She's from New Hampshire. Yep. We got married when the Red Sox were playing the Orioles, and all of her family came down and had chowder, crabs, all that stuff. And so, you know, come at it naturally. You're a baseball nerd, right?
100%. I think I came down to visit right after college, and the first thing the company that was recruiting me did was take me to a game at Camden Yards. Being a baseball fan, fell in love with Charm City. The guy recruited me, stayed 6 months. Here I am almost 30 years later, still living in the Baltimore area. But, you know, still have all the family back up in New England. And, yeah, it's just a huge baseball town. I'm from Worcester, Massachusetts, but, you know.
Hometown of Phil Jackman.
Okay.
Yeah, so you know, good stock.
You know, just case in point, right? They got the AAA team from Pawtucket, the Worcester. They're called the Woo Sox now.
Woo Sox. My buddy is the general manager and owner and principal in that. Charles Steinberg runs the Woo Sox. Charles Steinberg of Pikesville, who ran the Orioles.
Larry Lucchino was instrumental in getting
the late great Larry Lucchino.
But they set, just 45 minutes outside of Boston, they set the attendance records for all MILB stadiums in the country. So that's, you know, just think of like, you know, Bowie or some of these other towns like close.
Kind well, they
of
steal the ideas.
Cannibalizing sports, but people just love baseball that much. You can get to an awesome brand new stadium.
Well, they were the Pawtucket Paw Sox.
Yeah, they were Paw Sox before, yep. Yeah.
I always pronounced it wrong. I would call it Pawtucket, because that's how I learned how to say it. Because, you know, when Cal Ripken played the 32-inning game, it was in Pawtucket. And my wife would say, it's Pawtucket.
Yeah.
It's not Pawtucket. It's Pawtucket.
Yeah.
And I said, we live in Towson, Maryland.
Every town
near Bowie, Maryland.
Is impossible to pronounce. But
She has a town called Coos, and I'm like, I don't even know how to pronounce that in Massachusetts. It looks like Coos, but I don't know. Coos.
Right.
So we play these games.
Yeah.
I play these games with John Martin every year. So Greg did my documentary. Greg owns a thing called Towson Transfers, which is really one of the cool companies to talk about. You talk about the torch and local businesses and local people. What you basically do is take old media and digitize it.
That's right.
You've done this for me for 20 years in some sort of amateur capacity before we started doing it professionally. But I had all of these videotapes, Hi8, all the things that went into the documentary. I think you were the original one 15 years ago that had these machines that I didn't even have. You know, Channel 2 would do these tapes back in the day when I'd be on a Scott Garceau, and they'd be these weird beta, big, little, yep. You know, all this. You take anything, pictures, digitize those, video, digitize that, and you're right here. And unlike these lockbox send-away things, like, you're a dude in Towson, you're going to take good care of people. These are people's treasures, right?
Yeah, face-to-face service, that's what people want. They feel nervous about sending out their precious memories out in the mail, and they, you know, just come and meet with me and to see our operation. You know, it's a local win-win story.
So you're Towson, I'm Towson. My wife gets her Towson news, like, on that thing where when, like a scanner. It's like a neighborhood watch thing.
Next
and
door.
It's not usually like we're having a bake sale or there's going to be a garage sale or, hey, we're all getting the kids together for Halloween and we're going to march and give kids. It's literally like a police blotter report.
Yeah.
And my wife sees it. And she's on this alert thing that, like, her phone went off with an – it's almost like the WNST tech service, but it's for, like, crime. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't think of Towson as a crime center. Let's start with that. But her thing went off, like, we were here at Cooper's having dinner a couple, 3 weeks ago, and her thing went off. And it was, like, about where we live, near Lock Raven, there was, like, a thing and a blockade and a police thing. And I'm like, must have been a shooting. That's me being a jerk, right? Turned out it was a fire. It was an apartment fire that had closed down a road. Hope everybody's okay from that. But, like, you're trying to do the anti- Fox 45, blotter, news, bleeds, leads. There was a shooting in Towson.
Right.
Okay, and maybe there'll be one or two a year or three a year, and they all get blown up. We talk about them like they're happening 10 times a week, and we have the city's image and all of that. But Towson is like where I live. It's where my radio station is. It's in the name of your company.
That's right.
It's in the name of your newsletter. It's even though we're in Timonium, right? It's Towson. You know what I mean? Towson, Timonium, Cockeysville, Ruxton, Lock Raven, Hampton, it's all Towson, right? I mean, and
yeah.
You feel like this is underserved, right?
Yeah, literally. And I think you're talking about the Citizen app, which is like a crime app, which you can get alerts like the crime in your area. But aside from that, when I was at the Banner, I saw kind of the power of, you know, local news had kind of dissipated in Baltimore City. I don't think it surprised anyone. The Banner kind of reinvigorated, like, what local news can do to move the city forward and, like, you know, challenge leadership and things like that. And, you know, as I'm watching and I'm like, well, really, like, living in Towson, I just always felt like I was missing out on things. And, you know, you Google.
Who's got a happy hour? Like, is
right,
it, that's
right.
What I want. My wife and I were like, who's the, and then Nacho Mama's closed. I mean,
yep.
Places are closing down. New businesses are going to come in there. New businesses have already come in there. Right.
But no doubt there is a perception that Towson is the most dangerous place in the world at times.
Ridiculous.
But it's because the only coverage you get is the headline-grabbing crime-related, which, you know, not to diminish the seriousness of some of those crimes, happen like maybe 2-3 times a year. But, you know, us living here, working here, you know, going out to restaurants and things like that, Towson's great. And, yeah, the whole purpose of the torch was to kind of counterbalance a lot of that negative talk that's going on out there with positive stories about businesses. I mean, that's why there was a connection between you and I, Nestor, Baltimore Positive. It's like we're both trying to do positive things, talk about positive people, positive businesses doing great things in the area. And you know what? If we can get that news out there, you know, people looking into Towson are going to see the full story.
Well, good. I mean, that's yeah. And I'm a part of the Towson story, right?
Right.
And I just think of Nancy Haffer being on the show and feed on the, how much I could talk about Towson outside of the mall or outside of places I eat or getting a slice of pizza, pasta mista, or going over to Poppy's and getting tacos. I've been going there since it was Razorbacks. They were one of my sponsors. So, like, Nacho Mama's was a sponsor, the CVP, I've had Melanie on. I mean, I gravitate toward you and it because it's my home, man. It's my business home. It's where I live now, and I'm Baltimore Positive and everything we do around the Beltway, but I can't believe Towson has gained a stigma. And I think there's also a part of living there. I feel it. There's a need. There's something missing.
Right.
There's something missing about what's going on York Road, you know, just in a general sense.
And by no means are, you know, should you expect, you know, this is called the Towson Torch, but should you expect it to be like this investigative reporting, really just in the beginning, you know, finding out ways to keep people informed, rounding up everything that's going on in one place, interviewing small businesses, really just giving people a voice to get the, again, get that full picture out there.
I remember the Towson patches and those other little things that came out. There is something about, and this is my kick at Odyssey Radio and their new PD. I've listened twice this week. I don't know why. But, like, and to hear Justin Tucker stuff, quite frankly, see what they're doing and how they're covering it, quite frankly. But I think there's this Towson voice that if I were to get in my car, let's say, at the city line, so let's say we go down by the Senator. I start thinking about Heritage Barbecue, and I start working my way up past the Swallow. This is just York Road.
Yep.
Just going up York Road, the amount of good places to eat, the amount of good places to go. They got the little chicken place going on there now down at the corner.
Do you know about Nara?
What is this?
Carlos Raba of Clavel fame.
Oh, I know Carlos. Okay.
He owns Nara, which is right where – what's the hardware store on York Road? Right around the Rosedale Federal, just as you go into Towson near the Royal Farms.
Okay.
So right across the street, he's got
right by the university, really.
How do you say it? A tequila.
Tequila? They serve tequila?
No, it's like a
taqueria.
A taqueria.
Okay.
Taqueria.
Chicken, sure. I'm not real Spanish.
So,
I'm fake
so
Spanish.
He's right there. There's a fantastic
Ice
bakery
I'm
right
here.
There. And you know that you're already in Towson. Then you go further up, and then you hit Uptown, as they call it. And there's just as much as there's been some closing, there's amazing new restaurants and stores opening. There's a Japanese market where the Urban Outfitters
been
used
there.
To be.
Love that.
It's incredible. It's really cool. Great place to go in. Your kids are like Pokemon fans and stuff. They have like characters.
It's like a French
around.
Bakery coming there too, right?
Yeah, absolutely across the street. So.
All right. Well, Towson Tour, tell me how they can sign up for this. It's a new thing, right?
Like,
if you haven't heard of it, it's okay. We'll be talking about it a little bit more. But it is new, and you're emailing every day, daily, a couple times a week.
So it's a newsletter that's going to be coming out three times a week. Right now, it's, you know, we started, only about 45 days ago, going out once a week, but we're moving.
Now, what kind of paywall do you
three
have?
Three times a week. No paywall.
Oh, I'm just checking.
Free content.
Well, you worked at the Banner.
TowsonTorch.com.
Yes. I mean, listen, you formerly of the Banner, we all need the Banner to work. I mean, the story, the Tucker story, we can go all night with that, whatever, we'll have all summer, but you worked and sold with real journalists down there. When a story like that happens, you're not the guy saying, shoot the journalist, it's tabloid. All the things that Tucker did, tabloid journalism, all of that crap. You were, these are people down there are working hard. The Banner's doing a good job. The Banner's doing
100%,
a very good job.
And just obviously there's kind of that Maginot line or whatever you want to call it between the, you know, the business side of things and then the editorial side. I was on the business side helping build out the newsletter business and the advertising side of things, but I can tell you this with the new CEO, Bob Cohn, who came in from The Economist, and, you know, people like Justin Tucker having that name on their name on that article, I mean, there's just no chance that they're going to, you know, take a risk of on hearsay.
My point on Tucker is BAL would never write that story. That story would get killed at BAL. It would never make it. It would.
In a lot of cities.
So are they, I mean, seriously, are they journalists or are they not? If you're not doing these kinds of stories, who is? So if the Banner's not there, Sun certainly ain't going to do it. And I've seen what the Sun is at this point. So I keep thinking about journalism and citizen journalism, right? I mean, the Torch and what you're doing and getting words out to people, the things that we do here with an FCC license. One of us has a credential, the other doesn't. He's nicer than me. No doubt about it. Smarter than me, younger, better looking, but there is a point where journalism's really important. Really, maybe not better. I'm patronizing you. All right, I'll forget the last part. But the part where journalism's important and there needs to be journalism, I'm bullish on the Banner for that. And look, they don't, I invited them on the show. Like Chris comes on sometimes. Chris Corman. I need it to work. The citizens need good journalism. The citizens need more things like Torches. They need more, voices, more community voice, not more Odysseys and Clear Channels. No offense, but more people on the street here doing street things in places like Towson.
Yeah, and it definitely loved everything about it. It definitely inspired me to do what I'm doing now.
Sure.
And I mean, and seeing that balance, right? Can we create some sort of balance between what is a, you know, a negative narrative that is, you know, formulated by very little coverage, right? We get
well, that affects Thousand Trails. That affects the liquor store in front. It affects everyone. Right. Yeah. I mean, there was a shooting not far from your place, right, not far from where I live. This happened a month or two ago. I thought of you, right? Because, but okay, what am I not going to drive down Lock Raven? I mean, am I not going to go over to Sonic and get a shave? I mean, am I not going to Conrad's? Am I not getting my back adjusted by Dr. Steve? I mean, these are places I drive by every day. My right. Wise Markets is down there. My Rofo that I get my gas at is the one on Joppa Road. So, I mean, I pass these places every day, and they are Towson, and they need advocacy for everybody, for all of our businesses, you know?
Absolutely.
That's what I feel about it.
Yeah,
so
and,
there.
And I mean, you know, some of the articles that were written was like, oh, crime is way up, and nobody's going to the mall. Like, actually, the police did a great job, and crime around the mall dropped around 12% year over year, and the mall had, like, record, you know, revenues. Yes, there's teenagers going in through there, you know, there's like, shoplifting going on, you know. It's the equivalent of like one shoplifting incident a day, right? You add that up, that's like 365 a year. But at the end of the year, that looks like a crap load of crime, for lack of a word, right? But again, there are some serious crimes that have happened in Towson in the past few years that cause for serious concern for anyone if they happened anywhere. But
well, you can report on that,
yes.
But then you also have to say we're open for business here.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Good things are happening in Towson too, because good
right.
things are happening in Towson. I know this because Towson transfers it. What is up with this shirt, Landry? What is
you like it?
Show everybody this shirt. Right. Where can I get one, man?
Oh, you too.
That's a superstar.
That is superstar Billy Graham, yes.
The late great.
Yes.
Paradise Valley, Arizona.
Yep.
Arizona
yeah, so,
State shirt.
If you're nice to me, I'll make you one. I made this myself, so.
I don't want one. I just want to admire yours. Mine would be a Dusty Rhodes doing a flying elbow.
Is that an actual iron-on?
Yep.
Just check. Oh, it is.
Yeah,
oh,
really?
Old Ocean City iron-on, man.
Spotted a mile away.
I don't want to feel too much, but yeah, it's got that. The same thing when I had the Farrah Fawcett shirt in 77
yeah.
and the Fonzie shirt.
I had the A-team, you know, I think it was. It was a little glitter on there.
I have a picture of me, like, in my 8th grade birthday in 1976, and I'm wearing a Fonzie shirt that I got at JCPenney. And it's Fonzie going, so I found the picture of it.
Would Fonzie be canceled nowadays? I'm pretty sure he probably
would. Here's the problem. Fonzie was canceled, and you saw this on my Facebook. I have two tickets in my whole possession in my little chest at home, and they were to see Henry Winkler do a speech down in Montgomery County. He's doing like this library thing. And I bought the tickets they were like $40, and I got really good seats. And I got them like in August, and I printed them out. They're like printed tickets, you know, with barcodes, and I put them away, and I'm like, I'm looking forward to this. I went to dinner with Brian Poole Monday night. Wednesday night. We were at Coco's Wednesday night. And he's like, his family owns Heritage Barbecue, by the way, another great place down on York Road. And Brian's my high school friend, and we'd lost a friend this week, so we're kind of all getting together and mourning a little bit. I'll be doing a lot of that tonight. And he said to me, what are you really looking for? You got any concerts? Because we're concert people. Got any concerts you're looking forward to? And I'm like, yeah, man, I'm going to see Henry Winkler give a speech. And he's like, well, that's cool, man. Fonz, whatever. And then they canceled it yesterday. I got my refund.
Literally canceled.
Literally. So you're like joking about whether Fonzie would be canceled. And like,
right.
I thought you read my Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm crushed. Henry, call me. Fix the fire.
He snapped his fingers and two girls would jump on him at all times.
I liked when he hit the jukebox and made it play.
Yes.
You're a child of the 70s,
oh, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well,
tell him about the pains of doing my documentary and what it's like to really work for me. Chase Chris away from me, please.
Yeah, this is how we were elbow to elbow for
No, I was
many,
on the other side
hours.
Of you. It was the coffee involved.
Yeah.
A lot of coffee.
Yeah, so if you think he's hard to work with on other things, try putting together his life, you know, and how important that is to him. So it was a lot of fun. I think we did a good job. I think we
I loved that it was 36 minutes and 36 seconds because 36 has always been my favorite number, my lucky number.
Perfect.
And once we got it to like 36 something, I'm like, we're going to edit this to 36. And he nailed it because I thought it would be good luck.
Yep, and it was. So tell us about now that it's done. I'm sure it's something a year ago we wanted to do it. Now it's done. Tell me about how it's worked out in your career now that it's done.
Every time I go out and somebody has seen it, they walk up to me and they say the same thing. I didn't know you did rock and roll. And I'm like, well, they at least made it through 5 minutes of it. You know, at least they got to the Gina Shock part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody tells me it's too long for a corporate video. And I'm like, I just wanted to put it all out there. So a couple thousand people have made it through all 36 minutes and 36 seconds, I guess. I just wanted it told.
Yep.
you know, the right way, and you did it the right way so that in case I die, people would know, and in case I live, people would still know. And I'm 56, and there's so many misconceptions about me, my career, the rate. Just, I don't call it fake news. I just would say either bad information, no information, missing information. So I just wanted to put it all in one place. That's all. And I wanted to do it one time in my life while I was still well enough, and I knew you, and we could do it.
Right.
And I somebody I could trust. And it's only good because of him. I mean, like, I had the idea. He called me two summers ago, and he said to me, you know, I have Blue Rock Productions, and you know I've done commercials, you know I've done short features, you know I've done photography. He does all of this stuff, and he's like, I'm thinking of getting into the documentary business, right? He called That's me right. and said, and I'm thinking, who would want a documentary done? And I'm thinking the same people, like Ed Hale had a book written about him, right? People that would want that kind of media, their story told. And I said to him, are you talking about me? I'm not doing a documentary. I'm not vain enough. I don't have time. I got to sell. I got radio. Luke's waiting on me. The pitching's fixed. The Oriole. I don't have time for a documentary. Just not interested in it. Look at the pictures. And then in December, I was at Costas. And Pete said to me, this group came in from Vice, and they did this piece. You should see it. It's pretty good. And I like Vice in general because they cuss a lot. And, you know, I work blue off the air. I mean, I'm not afraid to admit that. When my comedy act happens, I'm going to work blue. Really blue. Little boy blue. you know the punchline. So,
you need the money.
Oh, yeah. So the part of this that I guess for me in putting this thing together was I watched the Vice thing at home with my wife, and it was Christmas week. And it came on. It was 14 minutes. Everybody should watch. Google Costas and Vice on YouTube. It pops right up. It's professionally done. It featured Dundalk, and it told the story. And when it opened, it was Mr. Costas who loves me, buys me beer. He has an accent from the old country. He won't come on the radio with me. No one will listen to me. I talk in Greek. No one listen to me. So he will never come on. And it's a joke with he and I. When I wrap the equipment up now at Costas, I am ready. And I'm like, all right. So I didn't think anybody would ever sit down with him. But the beginning of that video, and I want everybody to watch it, it fades to this Costas sign that I've sat in front of many times. And it's Pete and his father sitting there. And he says, and I hope I don't pronounce their last name the right way, so I'm going to butcher it. And they're coming right down the road here. They're going to be in a racetrack April 1st or April 30th, somewhere around there. But it begins, he says, my name is Costas Triantafylopoulos. I come to America 1967 with $5 in my pocket. This is my story. I'm like, pool! Honey, we need some tequila. We need to get some drinks here. So I watched it for 14 minutes, and I got emotional about Dundalk and about them. And Steve Cho, who runs Ekabin, who's one of my favorite restaurants in town, was the narrator in it. I've only met Steve once in my life, but I've eaten his broccoli 1,000 times. And then I had a couple of sales calls in January with people who had never heard of me. Like, they just weren't from around here. And there were sponsors that should be sponsors, like Royal Farms Wise, the Maryland Lot. They should be sponsoring me. And inevitably, I wind up with a woman from out of town who's never heard of me, right? Like, literally. And that was frustrating. And then I did a cup of Super Bowl last year, and I called you, and I said, all right, documentary, tell me more. I mean, that's literally how this happened.
Yeah.
And I said, I know a guy that can help me do this. And it was like, is it going to be 8 minutes? Is it going to be 12 minutes? Is it going to be 15 minutes? Do we cut? And I'm like, well, let me just get everything together and let me work on a script. And we worked on a script, and he loved the script. And he saw you were overwhelmed by the pictures and the videos. And a lot of the stuff that wound up in the end was only because he beat me up and said, you need transitions. I know you have video. You've done charity stuff. We need that. I know you've been on national television. We need that. We need this. We need this. You have video of Free the Birds? Of course you do, because he shot it. He came to Free the Birds, shot video, handed me the video, and it's live. And I'm like, Well, how are we going to put that in? Free the Birds is going to be 10 seconds. If this thing's 30 minutes, it's going to be 10 seconds of my life. So you take the story from here. Because I don't even want to, like, because it is what it is, and I do want people to watch it. I love when my son finally watched it.
Yeah, so 36 minutes, and we had over 2,200 pictures that we put in there. So it was quite dense with images. You were not shy about documenting your life over the years.
Some of the ones we cut out?
Yeah.
He and I fought. Oh, my God, we fought.
Yeah.
Oh, it was terrible.
So we did the best we could.
I wrecked your marriage. Your wife's looking at me. She's like, yeah, he came home some of those nights. I'm glad it only took like 2-3 weeks. I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
no, we condensed it. It was very – it was hard fought there for a while.
Then he even went on vacation in the middle and said, I'll come back. You need to find some music. And we came, I did a pretty good job with the music.
Yeah, we found the right narrators.
Really happy
we found
that.
The right music, everything. So
why did we find the right narrators?
Because you know people.
No, because you refused to do it. I did this documentary, and I had it. We wrote it. He edited it. I didn't even like his editing, and I kept it. You're wrong about one thing, and if we fix it, I'm going to fix it. He edited out the part of no one listens, everyone hears, that part, because he didn't think it would like corporately be the best thing for me to say that no one ever listened. But that was the whole point. The whole point is for 20 years, Mickey Coachella, Jerry effing Coleman would come up to me and say, you got a zero in the ratings. Like, and meanwhile, the bars pack, like all of that. So no one listens. He thought, so we fought. Ah. And so don't ever say that I had my way in the movie. Because I do look at it sometimes and I say, I would add. And then the minute I go add, I realize I'm pissing you off. And I love you too much to piss
you
off anymore.
Thank you.
So, but. Like Fonzie, you were about that part of it. But you were so right about a lot of other things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the thing you were right about was I was done the whole thing, and all I wanted to do was get it done and not have him hate me. That's true. I wanted it to be what I needed, what I wanted, but I didn't want him to hate me. And it was really hard because he hated me when this was going on. Everybody does when they're making the baby with me.
We got through it.
We did get through it, but I there was the point where that night I said to you, all right, we're done. Let's do it. Let's get this done. Let's make this movie. I know how to edit. Let's go edit. Let's make this movie. We have the script. Let's do it. And he calls me panic, and he's like, well, who's going to be the narrator? And I said, he looks away, you. And he's like, oh, no, I'm not doing it. I'm like, listen, you say something.
Yeah, so
he's got a great voice. Listen to him.
I would have been happy to do it, but you have so many voices. You have so many voices.
Isn't it
in your life?
Right? Tell him what a good narrator he would have been.
Thank you. Thank you. I would have loved to have done it.
The sequel. You can
do the sequel. Thank you. Part two. No, you just have so many professional voices in your life. We had to tap those, and you know, we ended up getting
patronized me is what he did.
Gina,
call your celebrity friends.
I think he was right again.
I don't want to do it. Call your celebrity buddies.
I like this guy. I like this guy.
So then what happened was, and this is going to be the fourth time we brought up the band The Ravens, because Rob Fahey is going to play right here on Valentine's night from The Ravens, right? So Keith Brewer, that's K-Y-F Brewer, begins with a K-Y. I should give him a hard time for that. He's up in Philadelphia rooting for the Eagles this weekend. So Keith was in the Brewers, or was in The Ravens, Keith Brewer, and I knew him from a rock star 30 years ago. We're Facebook friends. So about 25 years ago, because I met my wife 22 years ago tomorrow, so it was before I knew my wife, I lived in White Marsh, and there was a show on VH1 called Before They Were Rock Stars.
I remember.
You remember that show?
Yes,
you're
I
old
do.
Enough to remember that, right? Before They Were Rock Stars. So it wasn't the show where the bands broke up. It was more of a documentary of how awesome Sheryl Crow's life was in Missouri, and she was a music teacher, you know, and they talked to people in their life that knew her and talked to Don Henley because he hired her, and Michael Jackson because she sang on, like, so it was a story, and I watched it because I love rock stars, right? So it's 25 years ago, and I remember watching it and thinking it was a great show, and it wasn't as caustic is the stick story or how bands break up, right? And the drugs, and it didn't have much of that. It was more of a happy story about Michael Bolton writing songs and, you know. At the end, it said, narrated Keith Brewer, K-Y-F. And I'm like, could that be my Keith? I never spoke to Keith Brewer about this. I don't know that we've been in a room a lot because he's lived in Philly lately. But we're friends. When they wrote the song that's in the movie, in our documentary, I'm a Raven Maniac, that song that came out in 96, Keith Brewer called me because I didn't really know Rob. Rob was a listener. Keith was a friend, right? Keith called me in 1996. He's like, hey, dude, we're doing a song with the Ravens, man. You got to come down. I want you to sing some backup on a thing. And I'm like, well, that's nice of you that you want me to sing. I don't know that I'm a singer, but I'll sing for you. They're like, no, we want you to promote it. We want local people to be a part of the Raven Maniac song. So they wrote this song. They actually played in Harbor Place the night before the Raiders game in 96 because their name was the Ravens. They reunited and they did a free concert at the Harbor.
You're just so thankful it wasn't a rap at this point, right?
Well, it was it
those
was
things
really
don't age well.
Rocking, you know, has a big chorus and a big guitar hook. It's in the documentary. So Keith was in it in this show. And I turned to my wife when you turned me down. Because I was a little pissed at you. I'm like, come on, just read the damn thing. It'll be fine. You have a beautiful voice.
It's playing hard to get.
You should have just, like, recorded your voice in AI.
So he says to me, get somebody professional to do it. Somebody famous is what he wanted. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, Keith Brewer. He made me think all night. And you know how I am, man. I start writing stuff down, ideas. And I'm like, well, maybe John Allen will read something. And maybe Ray Bachman, who's battling and doing well, would read something. And I'm like, I wonder if I could get Gina Shock to play sort of the role of my mother's voice in Dundalk and do my Dundalk stuff. So then I started like, Landry, you're a genius. You're a genius. Towson transfers in blue. You're a genius. So I then thought about Keith Brewer, and I walked into my wife. My wife was working late that night because it was dark. I remember it was winter. I remember walking to my wife, and I said to her, I'm like, well, Landry turned me down. This damn movie's never going to get done. And I said, I'm going to text Keith Brewer right now. And she said, who's Keith Brewer? So I told her the story about Behind the Music. I said, Keith is the greatest guy. And then I Googled him, and it said he reads all the books for Danielle Steele, James Patterson. He is the books on tape author, is what he does for a living these days.
Nice.
Right? Besides strumming the rock and roll,
by the
and doing
way, that makes or breaks a book for me.
Barley
if
juice.
The narrator sucks on a book. I'm an big audiobook
guy. Oh, are you?
I'm out if the narrator.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I text Keith and I said to my wife, if Keith Brewer will be the voice of God for my documentary telling my life story, this is going to be awesome and it's a great idea. If Keith Brewer turns me down, Greg's going to be and he didn't want to do it. So Keith wrote me back, I swear to you, before I hit send, he replied, and I could read it, it'll make me cry, but he said, of course, anything for you, send it over. And I sent it over that night, and the next morning, I called him, and I'm like, gold, gold, we got gold. And I sent it over to him, and he's like, oh, my God. And an hour later, he had the first 2 minutes done. And he said, what do you think of this? Quick edit. And he sent it over to me, and I'm like, all right, you're a genius, Greg Landry. Thank you. I just want to say that in front of your wife, in front of the spirit of your father-in-law, who's Harvey, who is here judging me on all of this and making sure that I don't screw it up.
Right on.
Right?
Right
so on. That's it, yes. Right? So that's the whole story about the documentary that's in Baltimore Positive and trying to help us get new sponsors and tell our story because inevitably – I had a 58-year-old woman from Cincinnati sitting on the other end of a Zoom during Christmas week who had never heard of me, whose boss called me, what's in that deck? Iconic. Like all of those things.
Yeah.
I had a CEO say, you're a Baltimore icon. You're a legend. You're like all of this stuff. And now I'm on with a marketing woman who's never heard of me in her life and says, so tell me about yourself. And I'm like,
So
that's why we made the documentary.
That's right.
So that's it.
You know, it's really interesting for me.
It was made to save Baltimore Positive is what it was made to do.
Good. Yes. So it was, you know, although I wasn't along for the ride and all those things and learning about all of the stuff that you've done in your life, but like where we are today, like as a society with all the content creators, like I think it'd be very inspiring for younger people to like, I mean, you were out there creating content when there wasn't even a platform for you. You started creating your own play.
And no one listened, yes. Right. But everyone heard.
Right. I mean, I think I heard something somewhere like, I mean, there's tons of stories of content creators out there right now where they would, you know, they would blog for 10 years and only 100 people would read their blog, but now they're making like $30 million a year, you know.
Look at Joe Rogan. I mean, yeah, Joe Rogan exactly. came up to me in Phoenix wanting to be on my radio show at the Super Bowl in 2008. Mm-hmm. Joe Rogan hung out at the table. I think he had a crush on my wife. She was beautiful. And Joe Rogan hung out around the table. He invited me and my wife to his comedy act. We went that night in Tempe, Super Bowl week. And he's just a dude, trying to do shtick.
He was a comedian,
really dark comedian. Yep. He got involved with all the muscle heads, beating the hell out of each other in cages. That he was into that. John Rollo, all of that. And he's made that work. In the same way that Howard Stern left terrestrial radio because the government was chasing him around and moved. Like, you have to move. In the same way that I stopped taking phone calls. And for just this reason. Do I want to take phone calls about Justin Tucker this week? Or do I want to talk about things like Reed's Rescue and the Greater Chesapeake Fan and local businesses and businesses like you getting started and trying to make a difference and an impact in the community, you know? And Greg, you've been a brand maker for a lot of different brands. And this guy shot more commercials for the last 30 years than anybody in the city. He did Free the Birds. All those commercials, Free the Birds, he's the one that shot them with me back in 2006. And positioning companies is what everybody wants to do, and you've been really good at doing that. You were great at doing that for me, so I'm very, very grateful.
It was a pleasure.
Even though you hated me. And it's over with. It took him a year to even come over.
Right.
I mean, I haven't seen him. It's like,
well, I mean, also, I think nowadays it's like you don't create a commercial as much as you are telling authentic stories that connect with people, right? That's what it should have been all along.
That's right.
But for so long, people were just like, okay, we're going to put up a logo, we're going to put up a jingle, and we make it all about us, right? But, like, you really capture those stories and you know, obviously a mountain of information woven into a 30-minute story, and
true.
Which you're going to whittle down to 30 seconds.
Was that your worst project ever?
It was one of the most difficult ones I've had because of the timeline we were working on and the amount of information. But we did it. We were both professionals. We made it happen. It was great.
The only thing I would change is a little verbiage from No One Listens and have Mickey Coachella cut it. And there were a few swipes where I felt like we should zoom in or out. And that's all artsy stuff. But other than that, I wouldn't change a thing. I love you, Greg.
Thanks,
man. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. I don't hug too many people. Chris, you good? Taos and Torch, tell them how to find them.
I'm good. TowsonTorch.com. Sign up. It's free. And stay in touch with everything good going on in Towson.
Chris Foran, my dude at Towson Torch, formerly the Baltimore Banner, and been my friend for a long time. Greg Landry, also here, Towson Transfers, Blue Rock. Is Blue Rock, tell me what you do and how they can do their thing with you, because it's been 30 minutes. The guy takes media and makes and digitizes it. If you have videotapes, pictures, any of that stuff, but you do a whole lot more than that.
So it's two companies. It's Towson Transfers. We do transfers of old media, and so if you have those tapes and films and slides at your home, we transfer those to digital. Then the Blue Rock side, been doing that for 30 years. That's the side we did the documentary with. That's video, professional video and photography. I've got a studio right there in my office,
and a hell of a drum kit, from what I can tell.
That's right.
He's trying out for being the drummer in the Cars. It's all over with, right?
Nice.
That would be great.
You working on that?
Yes, I am. Every day.
There's a Cars documentary coming out, I heard.
Here's the problem with the Cars. If you and I do a cover band, unless I can get Greg Hawks in it, it won't be as good as the band he's got, because he's got a great band. I've seen Greg Hawks go out. We had him on a show last year.
Work on him.
Of Maryland. Yeah, all right. I think he and I are going to go see the Cars band at Daryl's house.
Yes.
It's in your homeland, isn't it?
Yep,
Connecticut?
In Connecticut. Yep. We're going to do it.
All right. Hope I got a free place to stay. Where are we eating dinner up there after Daryl? Is there like a great place to eat in Connecticut? You have a spot?
What town?
Steak Loft.
There, see? Perfect. That's it.
Connecticut.
We're going to go to, is that Mystic Pizza?
Near Mystic Pizza, but Mystic, Connecticut.
My dear friend Clark Judge lives in New Haven. He has promised to take me on a pizza tour of New Haven.
Okay.
We'll do a little pizza.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I love pizza. All right. We're here at Cooper's Pub. I'm going to wrap it up. Chris Foran is of Towson Torch. My dear friend Greg Landry of Towson Transfers. He of the No One Listens, Everyone Hears documentary. He's still wrong about the editing part, but really brilliant about the rest of it. Is that fine?
I'll take it.
You going to go to a ball game with me this year?
Yes.
We're going to haze the Yankees. Soto's not there to haze anymore. Who had more fun than us at that baseball
Nobody.
Game?
Nobody.
Oh, my God. Luke, you would have been ashamed of us, dude. You were at the game that day. It was 115 degrees. They were playing the Yankees. And Soto struck out. We beat him early in the game. Man, Curio Wellness, I love you. Wendy has seats. Curio has seats right on the second row, right off the on-deck circle, visiting side. Oh, I hazed Aaron Judge. So this is when Soto was staring. Who did he stare down? Who was the pitcher he stared down? I don't know who it was, but it was like the day after he stared down a pitcher hit him.
He does it literally.
Kramer, was it Kramer?
Every time he's up.
But he stared down a pitcher, right. And when he got in the box, the place was quiet. I'm looking at you, Soto. I'm staring. I got the stink eye from he struck out looking. Oh, my God, walking back to the dugout. There was one Puerto Rican dude in the next section who was heckling in Spanish, but heckling the Orioles.
Oh, really?
He was heckling Santander, the English-speaking Orioles. He was heckling them. But everything that came out was Spanish. He was yelling at the Yankees. It was a hoot.
Yeah.
I want to go back
again.
Let's
do it again.
Packed house.
Yes.
Beat the Yankees.
Awesome.
All right. Greg's here. Chris is here. My thanks to everybody here, including Terry Beck. Luke came, and he hadn't even had any gumbo yet. You going to get some gumbo? All right. It's not dark yet. Can't have gumbo till it's dark. It's New Orleans weekend, so I thought bringing my friends together for the best gumbo in the world right here at Cooper's North would be a great thing to do. My thanks to all of our sponsors, the Maryland Lottery, also Wise Markets, everybody that's put up with me this week, our friends at Fadley's that I screwed up and locked my equipment in the car Tuesday and had to cancel the show. We'll be back at Fadley's two Tuesdays from now, and we will be on Wednesday at Lib's Grill in Bel Air with Republican County Executive Bob Cassily and Joe Slivka, who Joe's very special. Joe owned the barn. Joe was a part of all of my barn shows. He now works directly with Bob Cassily and Republican government up in Harford County. He is bringing Bob Cassily. I've never met Bob Cassily, so I'm looking forward to meeting him. That'll be on Wednesday. I also have a whole bunch of great guests at Lib's Grill on Wednesday, including Nick. We're going to talk about the community up in Bel Air as well. Signing off from Cooper. Is it happy hour? You know what? Super Bowl's passed. Luke will admit this. We always got done at 5 o'clock on Friday, Super Bowl weekend. And when Roger, he's going like this. When Roger Goodell, when he liked the media back in the day, they would have a really wet location right off the convention center with unlimited complimentary beverages. I think he and I drank 6 or 7 every night in Houston. Every night. Like, 5 or 6. 6 or 7 were the guys from Pittsburgh. Yeah, the guys from Pittsburgh were drinking the wine. But this was where we would get together as journalism bros and all, like, make our way to the media lounge where some great restaurant like Cooper's would be serving its world-famous gumbo in little cups, and then we get beer, and we would just drink our faces off on the Friday night of Super Bowl week.
So you're saying it was your Super Bowl as well?
I'm saying that I'm here very purposely and intentionally at 5 o'clock on a Friday afternoon where the best gumbo in the world is during Super Bowl week. So we're at Cooper's North. Come on out. My thanks to Chris. My thanks to Greg and all of our guests here. Gabby Riegoso. We had Katie Capel. We had Monique Spagnola. We had Jessica Normington. We've had Luke Jones. We had Terry Beck. And if I forgot anybody else, I love you. Back for more. We're Baltimore Positive. I'm signing off and getting wet. We're at Cooper's.